can't stop worrying.
Why can't I sleep at night?
How do I deal with all this stress?
When did the world get so scary?
Hello, this is Michael Youssef. There can be no doubt that our world is filled with troubles right now. And yet, there is one person who said, I can give you peace that can never be shaken, even in the worst of your circumstances. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the only giver of eternal life. And he's inviting you to come and surrender to him. And he will give you unbelievable peace, a peace that seems too good to be true. But it's true. Will you come to him?
Are you looking for a peace that can withstand any hardship life can bring? Visit ltw.org/Jesus to find answers. Again, that's ltw.org/Jesus. Experience the power of praise from Dr. Michael Youssef.
Praise is the one thing you do that lines you up with the angels of heaven. Because praise is the one thing you do here on earth is in full agreement with the will of heaven.
Hello and welcome to Leading the Way, featuring the Bible teaching of pastor and author, Dr. Michael Youssef. In day-to-day life, praise is often the last thing on your mind. I mean, it's easier to focus on those little fires burning right in front of you, right? The urgent for work or school, even church responsibilities, instead of pausing to offer God praise for his grace and his mercy and his promise of eternity and for today. Well, stand by, because Dr. Youssef is ready to encourage you to become empowered by praise. So if you're buried in the details of today, if you're carrying a heavy burden, I think this message is just what you may need to hear. Listen with us as Dr. Michael Youssef begins.
I want to ask you to think or ask yourself two questions. Do I delight myself in the praises of God? Do I have a praising life? And the second question is this. If you don't have a praising life, if your life is not full of praise on a regular basis, how in the world are you going to spend eternity praising God? Ask yourself that question, because I can tell you something. If your life is not consistent of constant praise, there's something wrong with your salvation. You may not know the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh yes, you might be a member of a church. You may be a religious person, but you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, because to know him is to love him. To love him is to praise him. Now, I hope that you will not let those questions pass you by. If you are not delighted in the praises of God here on earth, how will you be delighted in praising him full time in heaven? Now, I'm here to tell you today that praise demands change. In fact, praise itself causes change in our lives. Now, I know change is not easy. I know that. I know some of you have a hard time with it. I understand it. I hear from you. Every time I change something, I hear from somebody. I understand. I really, really do. I may not look like it, but I do. Most people don't want change. Most people don't want to be confused with the facts, because their mind is already made up. Most people prefer to stay in their comfort zones. I understand that. I really, really do. But I hope that you're going to listen to me, not just with your ears, but with your heart and your mind today, because I'm going to help you to change. I believe that with the power of God, the Holy Spirit, you will be a changed person today if you allow the Holy Spirit to work in you. In fact, I was thinking about change, and I read this week a story about a woman who has perfected hypochondria to a fine art. You know what a hypochondria is? It's when you're really well, but you think you're sick. I mean, she absolutely perfected it to a fine art. And I read about how she routinely just suffered from a variety of very exotic ailments. Well, Those are always designed to get attention. I mean, they really are. They're just always designed to get sympathy and get somebody to notice. Give them a little bit of attention. They will get over it. But two of this lady's dearest friends were talking. And they have tried everything to try to lift her spirits. Didn't work. They tried to encourage her. It didn't work. They tried to help her to change her attitude. It didn't work. And one day they were talking to each other. And one said to the other, said, did not the doctor give her a new medicine? And she said, oh, yes, he did. Well, has she taken it? She said, oh, no, it might work. Well, change is not easy. I understand that. But here's the good news. Here's the good news. Praise does work. Praise does work. But you have to try it. You have to practice it. You have to exercise it. You have to get into it. You have to begin by a decision of your will and your mind that you will be a praising Christian. Praise will change you. Praise will change you for good. Praise will change your life. Praise will change your attitude. Praise will change your relationships. Praise will change your perceptions. Praise will even change your sensitivities and your desires. You say, well, how can praise change my attitude? Well, listen carefully. When you take time and praise the Lord, you're going to find it nearly impossible to harbor anger and bitterness and resentment and hatred toward others. When you begin to praise the Lord, you're soon going to discover that your negative spirit toward others and your positive spirit toward the Lord are an impossibly to dwell together. You're going to find that they cannot coexist. Oh, you might start sluggish and you might not be all excited when you begin and you might not have a joyful attitude in the beginning, but you cannot persist in praise. You cannot persist without your negative spirit gives way to the positive Holy Spirit. You will not be able to praise the Lord deeply, consistently, and persistently without the Holy Spirit breaking up your hatred and replacing it with the love of a loving God. Amen. You cannot, you will not be able to praise the Lord deeply, consistently, and persistently without the Holy Spirit shattering your anger and replacing it with the compassion of a compassionate God. You cannot, you will not be able to praise God deeply, consistently, and persistently without the Holy Spirit destroying your bitterness and replacing it with the mercy of a merciful God. It cannot happen. I've experienced that for too long and too many times to doubt it. As I begin to honor God for who He is, as I begin to bless the Lord for the glorious things that He has done, as I begin to thank God for His grace and mercy toward me, as I begin to do this, I find that my eyes move towards the Lord's provision. I find healing for discouragement. I find uplifting for my despondency. I find a cure for my grief. And you will too. I want you to turn with me to Isaiah 61. And when you find Isaiah 61, you can put your finger there and then go to Luke chapter 4. Because I'm going to tell you a secret about those two passages. They are one and the same. They are 700 years apart, but they're one and the same passage. If you look at verse 1, beginning at verse 1 of Isaiah 61, there's a prophecy there, and it's a prophecy about the Lord Jesus Christ. So what does the Lord Jesus Christ do in Luke chapter 4, beginning at verse 18, actually a little bit before that? He goes into the synagogue, and he picks up the scroll, that's the Old Testament, he picks up the Old Testament, and he will open it to Isaiah 61, and he begins to read it. And then he says to them, after he finished reading it, this has been fulfilled in your ears. Now, this prophecy 700 years earlier has been fulfilled in me. Beginning at verse 1 of chapter 61 of the book of Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. Bind up the brokenhearted. Proclaim liberty to the captives. To open the prison door for those who are bound. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God. Look at verse 3. To comfort all who mourn and provide for those who mourn in Zion. To bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, an oil of gladness instead of sadness. Listen to this one. And a garment of praise instead of the spirit of despair. Now, in your Bibles, I want you to underline garment of praise. I want you to underline that. Garment of praise. I'm going to come and contrast to you the garment of praise and the spirit of despair. I'm going to contrast because Jesus does, the Bible does, the Holy Spirit does, God the Father does. So I want to contrast them in a minute. But I want to tell you a couple of things about garments that you already know, but I want to remind you about garments. You're not born with garments. Garments are things that you yourself put on. They may be given to you, but you have to put them on. If I come to you and hand you a magnificent garment, a jacket or a sweater, that maybe cost me $1,000. And you look at it and you smile and you're being polite. You hate it. So you take it, you put it on a coat hanger and put it in your closet. Said, I wish you'll have a better taste next time. Or you can take it, then you fold it and you put it in a drawer. Now, I want to tell you something. Garments are not made to be folded and put in a drawer. Garments are not made to just hang in a closet. Garment is something that you must put on. Garment is something that you, on a regular basis, have to wear. A garment is something that you must choose to put it on. What about the garment of praise that the Lord is talking about? It is given to you. It is part of your heritage. It is offered to you by the Lord. It is part of your salvation. It's part of the package, if you like. It belongs to you. It's available to you. It is at your beck and call, if you like. But you are the one who have to wear it. You're the one who have to put it on. And nobody can put it on for you. I remember our kids when they were little. Our kids are always independent. They really don't. We trained them to be independent, I guess. But particularly our youngest, Jonathan. I haven't asked his permission, but he'll forgive me. But when he was 2 and 3 and 4, we would try to put some certain clothes on him. And he wanted exactly what he wanted. And we want him to wear certain clothes. And we force it down his head. Parents, I know you know what I'm talking about. And the rascal, as soon as we put the thing on, he just runs out there and takes it off. He's just not going to put that thing on. Now, I want to tell you something. In the same thing with garment of praise, nobody can force it on you. You have to choose to put it on. You see, nobody can do praising for you. You must do your own praising. You must choose to be a praising man, a praising woman, a praising boy, a praising girl. You have to make that decision yourself. Nobody can make it for you. You see, true praise is like a river that flows from your heart. And what feeds that river is your gratitude for what God has done for you, for his greatness, for his goodness, and for his mercy that he has shown you in Christ. Hear me right on this one. The Lord gives us a million reasons to praise him. And then the Lord gives us a desire to praise him. And then the Lord responds to our praise with more blessings and more rewards. What more do you want? But you're the one who have to do the praising. You have to move your lips. Because if you remember from the last message, it's out of the abundance of the heart, Jesus said, the lips move. You're the one who must stay wrapped in God's garment of joy. You're the one who must keep on keeping on that garment of praise. Does that mean you're never going to be tempted? You're never going to get discouraged. You're never going to feel. No, I don't mean that at all. But when you are putting on the garment of praise daily, regularly, moment by moment, what's going to happen? Every time the enemy comes in and he offers you the garment of despair, you're going to tell him, buzz off, Satan. I have a better garment. Every time you are tempted to put on the garment of discouragement, refuse it, because you already have the garment of praise. Tell the enemy, when you get used to silk, who wants hessian? Buzz off, enemy, and he will run up from you, because the scripture said he will. The second thing I want to tell you, I want you to notice about the garment of praise is this. The Lord contrasts the garment of praise with the spirit of despair. In the construction of the sentence, they stand in contrast to each other. In the Old Testament times, the spirit of despair led a person to tear their clothes. They ripped the fabric of their garment. Why? It was a sign of deep sorrow. It was a sign of a broken spirit. It was a sign of being emotionally undone by intense sadness. Let me give you some examples. You see it in 2 Samuel chapter 13, where Tamar, the daughter of King David, who was raped by her half-brother, the Bible said that she tore her ornamented robe in despair. You see it in Job chapter 2, verse 12. Job's friend tore their garments. You see it in Ezra chapter 9, verse 3, where Ezra torn his tunic and his cloak over the unfaithfulness of the Israelites. Listen to me, please. When Jesus sat in the synagogue, as you see in Luke chapter 4, reciting Isaiah 61, here's what he's saying. That this prophecy has now been fulfilled in me. And therefore, here's what he's saying. He's saying, in me, you can exchange your torn garments of sadness for the garment of praise. Jesus is saying that in my name, you now can replace the garment of despair with the garment of praise. In me, you can throw away the garment of sorrow and be cloaked with the garment of power and healing and forgiveness that I have for you. That's what Jesus is saying in Luke chapter 4. In me, you can cover the nakedness of your discouragement, the nakedness of your despair, with my beautiful garment of praise. Now, my beloved friends, I want to tell you, this is the ultimate in networking. This is the ultimate in not only knowing who, but what. It is when you lift up your eyes and you lift up the name of Jesus, He lifts away the cloud of discouragement. It's when you move your lips with praise to the name of Jesus that He moves upon you with power and strength and joy. It's when you fix your eyes on Jesus through praise that He changes your desires. He changes your relationships. He changes your attitude. He changes your perceptions. He changes your sensitivities. I want to give you a true example of how despair can turn into joy through putting on the garment of praise. From the history books, George Frederick Handel, one day he was sitting alone in his room. He was so in despair about his life and his future. He was so down that he thought that maybe death is the only answer. A few days earlier, his orchestra were thrown out in the streets. The next day, he himself was jeered in a concert hall. And he was absolutely sure that he is nothing but a failure. Nothing left for him but to shut everything down and leave London. He was at 56, around 56 at the time. When while he was in that spirit of despair, And the spirit of despair was so heavy that he would choose death. A knock came on the door. In the midst of his desperate thoughts, those thoughts were interrupted by the friend who came in with a manuscript of an oratory. Oratorio that he has written, and he asked Handel to write the music for it. He was so discouraged, he didn't even look at it. He says, "No, I can't do that." And then the man persisted, so he looked at it again, and he saw the title of it was Messiah. And as he read the opening pages, love for the praise of the name of Jesus covered him all over. And he immediately began to work. And for 3 consecutive weeks, uninterrupted, he wrote the music to what today we call Handel's Messiah. Not a king or a queen in England has ever attended the reciting of the Handel's Messiah without standing up in honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. And thus, the spirit of despair was replaced with the garment of praise into the spirit of joy. In fact, Handel is buried at Westminster Abbey, a place that is only reserved for the mighty and the powerful. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you that you are gracious beyond our human ability to comprehend. It's in our foolishness and ignorance that we do not understand or ignore your graciousness. May this day be a day in which we will begin to comprehend how gracious you are and how worthy to receive all honor, glory, majesty, dominion, authority, and power. Not a few minutes of the day, but every moment of every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dr. Michael Youssef, with words to lift you above the dark clouds of your troubles and into the presence of God. This is Leading the Way. Would you like to speak to someone about your spiritual journey? Maybe how to begin a relationship with Jesus or grow yours to a deeper level? Start by visiting ltw.org/Jesus. ltw.org/Jesus. Now, if you'd like to learn more about what Leading the Way does and perhaps connect with us at a deeper level, you can also visit ltw.org/connect. That's a place where we like to send those who know a lot about Leading the Way and those who are new to the ministry. And that's because it's a place to share how God is using Dr. Youssef to impact your life, as well as to share needs and prayer requests to a loving and caring team. Plus, there are links to other ministries, other parts of the ministry, for example, where you can watch and listen. And there are apps for your mobile devices. There are subscriptions to the latest content and so much more. It's all there. ltw.org/connect. Now, you can also connect in person with the ministry representative. Just give us a call, 866-626-4356. They're always so happy to help. 866-626-4356.
Hello, my friends. Just a quick reminder that in addition to listening to this radio broadcast, Leading the Way also produces compelling television programs seen in this area, just like we do on radio. We dig deep into the truth of the Word of God and unfold it to make it practical for daily living. So if you've been encouraged by listening today, check your local television listing and watch Leading the Way television. We are on multiple local stations and networks such as ION, TBN, Daystar, NRB, CTN, Fox Business Network, and more. Find out where to watch in your area when you visit ltw.org. That's ltw.org. God bless.
This program is furnished by Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef, passionately proclaiming uncompromising truth.